True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. Daryl Ryder comes up in about 40 minutes as we get you ready for Browns versus Ravens. You guys can vote right now at Nick Wilson Says. Oh, look at this. Unique Field saying, F it. Make it more points. That's, I get 2 points for a doink?
Well, now we've lost the language.
Well, yeah, that's true. 2 points for a doink.
Doesn't roll off that's the tongue fair. The same way.
Yeah, points for doinks. Well, we can still keep it points for doinks. We're just being very nebulous on, or very, leaving that a gray area on how many points for doinks.
Exactly right. DC, do you think Nick's just trolling you with his sometimes ridiculous ideas, or do you think he believes they're good ideas? I believe he thinks they're good ideas, is what I think he thinks.
Hey, DC. All right.
I think that's what he thinks.
Doinked kicks shouldn't be equal to wide right, wide left misses. I propose a point for a doink. Where do you stand right now? Three votes in, and
it's early.
It's Peter Lynn and Mac have voted. So no, they hate ball and they hate America.
Oh, come on now.
I'm just saying it's a really rough that you guys
put people in a really hard spot there. By the way, in the voting and the voting criteria, no, I hate ball and America.
I'm sorry, was spot the lie.
Because even if I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, I'm like, I don't want to click on anything about hating America.
It's a very tough time to be an American
in
right
that
now.
Matter. Yeah, well, I mean, just in general.
I'm just letting you. All the people who just started don't a USA want points chant for doinks, between the brink. You can get out, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, what country would be in favor of such an action?
America. The real America. The one built on hope, promise, trust, and upward mobility.
Oh, because the current America doesn't have points for doinks, so I wasn't sure.
Yet. Starts today, guys. The movement starts today. Mm. All right, Mark's going to join us here on... Mark's got a comment on kicks here. Mark, points for doinks. How are we feeling?
Yeah, what's up, Mark?
Absolutely, absolutely. One point for a doink. Great idea, Nick.
This is how it comes, Mark. This is how it starts.
Yeah. All right, here's the other thing. Bring the goalpost back to the goal line. I'm kidding, actually. What do you think?
I actually like it. Here's why.
He's like, I'm kidding. What do you think?
No, here's why. Mark, I think you thought about this. Football's too safe. We don't do it in the high school level.
This is how we take the game back.
We don't. We don't do it in college level. But if you're going to play for millions of dollars, just add a little bit of... By the way... Who in the NFL game back in the 50s, who ran into the pole? Nobody ran into the pole.
Is that a crossing pattern? Or are you just happy to see me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nobody ran into the pole. Everybody lived.
Yeah, you just had to do it. It was like a dodge, dip, dive, duck. You just had to avoid it.
Now,
that's all.
Did they have, you know, traumatic brain injuries from the years of getting hit with the way that we used to not wear helmets? Yes. That wasn't the goal line's fault. That wasn't the pole's fault.
Yeah, the tau protein buildup was going to happen anyway.
I think this is really starting to get some legs here. I really do. Just like Lieutenant Dan and his new magic legs.
Lieutenant
That's where
Dan's
we are.
Got new legs.
You got magic legs. That's what points for doinks is. It's magic legs.
216-474-0092.
Right now, I look like Lieutenant Dan in the crow's nest as everything is just flying at him and he's trying to hang tight.
Ooh, Moblin with a hot take. So hot. What if you doink one in? 4 points? That's a tremendous question. I'm open to it. And then Scott saying he would argue that a doink should be worth more points as it's a significantly smaller target requiring even further precision and accuracy on purpose doinks.
If the objective was to hit it, then yes. That's the part that rewarding doinks makes no sense. They're not trying to hit the goalpost.
Unless we incentivize hitting the goalpost.
Well, and so that would be a fun wrinkle. And this is
the idea
that you would have teams go for the 4-point play instead of the 3-point play. But that's not what you've suggested. You've suggested a point for doinks as if to reward bad kicking.
No. I am simply here to alleviate kickers of the world, and mostly NFL fans.
We're going to have like a doink specialist too, somebody that's just like awesome at just hitting the crossbar.
He cannot hit anything else, right? But he can doink it.
Somewhere Cody Parkey smiles big and large, like finally, my moment.
He could be like the nickname would be like the doinker, something like that. It doesn't have to be. It was just an idea there. But no, I think, listen, anything that falls under the points for doinks banner, I think I got to embrace. You know what I mean? Like, I'm open.
I do think you have to embrace that.
I'm open to being open.
I'm glad you're open.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm glad you're open to being open. I Moblin. All right, buddy.
Moblin,
Scott.
You're
just hanging them on now. You're just hanging them on is all you're doing.
No. It's called a movement, Jonathan.
Yeah.
It's called.
It's like a three-man movement right now.
A movement.
How do you get the NFL to listen?
By the way, if you hit the foul pole, rather.
That too.
In baseball, and it goes in. Okay, that counts.
Think about it. It
goes back into the field. It's not an out.
It is such a horrendously bad idea that within the tiny amount of votes that we already have, you've gotten 65% of people to say no to this idea. The majority is still saying no, while the additional parts of this is you hate ball and America.
Russian bot farmers. Soros-funded Russian bot farmers. That's what I'm telling you right now.
I've heard dumber things. 60% of people are willing to say they hate ball and America in order to be like, this 1 point for a doink thing is stupid.
And we are rooting out the anti-American clowns. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, Siberia's nicest time of year there, Poncho. Hey, Vladimir, get out.
Okay. I thought my brain moved to Vladimir Guerrero packing his bags. Like, oh man, I guess I'm gone.
Well,
again, this is what did it.
I will tell you, I was going to do more names, and I was going to go Sergey. I was going to go different names. I was like, we're just going to.
Well, once you said Russian bot farms, you really were just playing with one sect of people, and that was it.
You were done. I mentioned Soros. It's not like, I got both sides there.
Yeah. All right.
Uh-huh. Oh, sure. Look at this, yeah. Mike. It doesn't suck. Thank you, Mike. See, because what he's hearing is, this is a new idea. It's a new idea, but I'm a modern man, and I'm going to deal with this. I'm not just going to shut it down. I'm not going to be a smooth talking Sally and just shut it down. I'm going to think about it for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if this passes, there's a chance they name some sort of like special teamer of the year award after you.
The Nick Wilson Doink of the year.
The Nick Wilson. Wilson.
Ooh. The Nick
Wilson.
It's a
Wilson football, like a kicker, you know what I mean? And then they give it to you, and then it's actually indented with like a yellow on the football to highlight the doink. Yeah.
And then, but within the yellow is my face.
Kind of like when you scrape paint with cars, you know, there's got to be some sort of yellow paint that brushes off when you doink.
Doinker of the year.
Think about it.
And then I get to pick it. Oh. It's not a stat award. No. It is I watch all the doinks. And I bequeath the award.
I got to hear what Carl has to say. I can't believe people are wasting their time calling
you
in
mean,
on this.
You mean embracing greatness?
Yeah, I can't believe it. Go ahead, Carl.
Carl, in Cleveland Heights, points for doinks. What say you?
Good evening, gentlemen. So,
good evening.
I am all about the doinking, right? But if you put another goal post in the middle of the field goal, that's where you get the point. So you're rewarding excellence for hitting it down the middle.
See, now that's actually, it's dumb, but it's better than what you, it's better than what you had.
Wait. Carl, hear me out now.
Wait, is it beyond?
I'm listening. I'm all ears for this.
What if a traditional doink is worth two? But instead of putting another goalpost within the goalpost, what if we put it wide right or wide left? The other kicker gets to choose.
Carl's meeting me in the middle here. I hear what you're doing, Carl. You're rewarding excellence.
We're rewarding excellence. You're trying to reward missing.
That was the flaw.
Nobody's trying to hit the goalpost when they hit it.
Unless we stop saying it's missing, and it's a make. Let me ask you, can we make the smaller goalpost, can we make it worth 5 points?
Now you're talking.
See, now we're cooking with gasoline.
So you go a little more inside. If you get that in the side of that, you get 5 points, but then the regular one's still three.
Uh-huh. And a doink.
One out to 1 point.
Yeah, and then a doink is just one.
I'm all for
it, man.
Well,
now we just turned it into a carny game.
No, it's a decision game.
This is a carny game.
Yes. I don't think he's hearing it, Carl.
Now it makes it better. Now you got to sign the right kicker.
Too much emphasis on the kicking game in this scenario.
Carl, this is
a 5-point swing.
You're a proud American, Carl, and I'm proud to be an American with you, Carl. Thank you very much there. Let me tell you this. But the one in the middle.
I want to shake your hand.
Darn right. Uh-huh. Darn right. But right in the middle.
Yeah.
It's like 5 foot across. Think about it. And maybe like a foot deeper in the end zone, so it's like an optical illusion.
Can you do a play by play for me of pretend you're Joe Buck and then you're watching it go through and then go through the second one, or even go through the first one and miss the second one? How are we describing this?
I could visualize being an
Nepo
baby.
It's good, but no good. What are we doing here?
It would be like be varying degrees.
Is the doink celebrating because you're just putting points on the board?
That's a solid doink from Cody Parkey there. That's 1 point to the Cleveland Browns. Moving on.
It's a moving on. I've never heard Joe Buck say moving on.
I was wrong.
Never described him. That's a first down for the Chargers, moving on.
And then if you hit between, like if you hit the next goalpost, as it were, about 5 yards back and about just 10 feet across, right? No, 5 feet across. Make it real hard.
Yeah.
Right? Make it damn near impossible. Then he loses his ever-loving mind.
Well, that's kind of what I would hope for. Like, that's excitement I'm kind of after here. If Joe Buck just is like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen because you hit this on 10% of your kicks.
Do you see how we've normalized this? Do you see how quickly we've done it? Steve, in a car, points for doinks. Are we on board?
0 points for doinks. But each upright...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It has like a 2-foot-wide, 10-foot-high basket where if they make it in there, 7 points.
Ooh. We're adding baskets now?
Well, no, on top of it, though.
Is this one long troll Is that what this segment is?
No, he's trying to think of a way to make kickers, reward kickers even more.
We're adding baskets.
Because right now, kickers aren't people. They're just things. And if we add a seven-point play, all of a sudden, kicker's basically a quarterback.
That's right.
Steve, you're a good American, and I appreciate you. God bless America. Right. I'd listen to Lee Greenwood with you any day.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to doink for America.
That was the edited clip. I heard that. I've heard that that was what was released.
Lee just snuck in and just went out. He just went in one door and went out another.
The lost tapes.
Points for doinks, where you stand. At Nick Wilson says something about Joe Flacco in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. Daryl Ryder comes up in about 40 minutes. As we get you ready for Browns versus Ravens, you guys can vote right now at Nick Wilson says. Oh, look at this. Unique Field saying, F it. Make it more points. That's, I get 2 points for a doink?
Well, now we've lost the language.
Well, that's true. 2 points for a doink.
Doesn't roll off the tongue the same way.
Yeah, points for doinks. Well, we can still keep it points for doinks. We're just being very nebulous on, or very, leaving that a gray area on how many points for doinks.
Exactly right. DC, do you think Nick's just trolling you with his sometimes ridiculous ideas, or do you think he believes they're good ideas? I believe he thinks they're good ideas, is what I think he thinks.
DC. All right.
I think that's what he thinks.
Doinked kicks shouldn't be equal to wide right, wide left misses. I propose a point for a doink. Where do you stand right now? Three votes in, and it's
early.
It's Peterlin and Mac have voted. So no, they hate ball and they hate America.
Oh, come on now.
I'm just saying it's a really rough that you guys
put people in a really hard spot there. By the way, in the voting and the voting criteria, no, I hate ball in America.
I'm sorry, was spot the lie.
Because even if I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, I'm like, I don't want to click on anything about hating America.
It's a very tough time to be an American
in
right
that
now.
Matter. Yeah, I mean, just in general.
I'm just letting you. All the people who just started a USA chant for doinks, the brink. You can get out, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, what country would be in favor of such an action?
America. The real America. The one built on hope, promise, trust, and upward mobility.
Oh, because the current America doesn't have points for doinks, so I wasn't sure.
Yet. Starts today, guys. The movement starts today. Mm. All right, Mark's going to join us here on... Mark's got a comment on kicks here. Mark, points for doinks. How are we feeling?
Yeah, what's up, Mark?
Absolutely, absolutely. One point for a doink. Great idea, Nick.
This is how it comes, Mark. This is how it starts.
Yeah. All right, here's the other thing. Bring the goalpost back to the goal line. I'm kidding, actually. What do you think?
I actually like it. Here's why.
He's like, I'm kidding. What do you think?
No, here's why. Mark, I think you thought about this. Football's too safe. We don't do it in the high school level.
This is how we take the game back.
We don't. We don't do it in college level. But if you're going to play for millions of dollars, just add a little bit of... By the way... Who in the NFL game back in the 50s, who ran into the pole? Nobody ran into the pole.
Is that a crossing pattern? Or are you just happy to see me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nobody ran into the pole. Everybody lived.
Yeah, you just had to do it. It was like a dodge, dip, dive, duck. You just had to avoid it.
Now,
that's all.
Did they have, you know, traumatic brain injuries from the years of getting hit with the way that we used to not wear helmets? Yes. That wasn't the goal line's fault. That wasn't the pole's fault.
The tau protein buildup was going to happen anyway.
I think this is really starting to get some legs here. I really do. Just like Lieutenant Dan and his new magic legs.
Lieutenant
That's where
Dan's
we are.
Got new legs.
You got magic legs. That's what points for doinks is. It's magic legs. 216-474-0092.
Right now, I look like Lieutenant Dan in the crow's nest as everything is just flying at him and he's trying to hang tight.
Ooh, Moblin with a hot take. So hot. Da-da-da-da-da-da. What if you doink one in? 4 points? That's a tremendous question. I'm open to it. And then Scott saying he would argue that a doink should be worth more points as it's a significantly smaller target requiring even further precision and accuracy on purpose doinks.
If the objective was to hit it, then yes. That's the part that rewarding doinks makes no sense. They're not trying to hit the goalpost.
Unless we incentivize hitting the goalpost.
Well, and so that would be a fun wrinkle. And this is
the idea
that you would have teams go for the 4-point play instead of the 3-point play. But that's not what you've suggested. You've suggested a point for doinks as if to reward bad kicking.
No. I am simply here to alleviate kickers of the world and mostly NFL fans.
We're going to have like a doink specialist too. Somebody that's just like awesome at just hitting the crossbar.
He cannot hit anything else, right? But he can doink it.
Somewhere Cody Parkey smiles and large. Like, finally, it, my moment.
We could be like the nickname would be like the doinker. Something like that. It doesn't have to be. It was just an idea there. But no, I think, listen, anything that falls under the points for doinks banner, I think I got to embrace. You know what I mean? Like, I'm open.
I do think you have to embrace that.
I'm open to being open.
I'm glad you're open.
What I'm saying.
I'm glad you're open to being open. I Moblin. All right, buddy.
Moblin,
you're
Scott.
Just hanging him on now. You're just hanging him on. Is all you're doing.
No. It's called a movement, Jonathan.
Yeah.
It's called.
It's like a 3-man movement right now.
A movement.
How do you get the NFL to listen?
By the way, if you hit the foul pole,
that too.
In baseball, and it goes in, okay, that counts.
Think about it. It
goes back into the field. It's not an out.
It is such a horrendously bad idea that within the tiny amount of votes that we already have, you've gotten 65% of people to say no to this idea. The majority is still saying no, while the additional parts of this is you hate ball and America.
Russian bot farmers. Soros-funded Russian bot farmers. That's what I'm telling you right
now. I've heard dumber things. 60% of people are willing to say they hate ball and America in order to be like, this 1 point for a doink thing is stupid.
And we are rooting out the anti-American clowns. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, Siberia's nicest time of year there, Poncho. Hey, Vladimir, get out!
Okay. I thought my brain moved to Vladimir Guerrero packing his bags. Like, oh man, I guess I'm gone.
Well,
again, this is what did it.
I will tell you, I was going to do more names, and I was going to go Sergey. I was going to go different names. I was like, we're just going to.
Well, once you said Russian bot farms, you really were just playing with one sect of people, and that was it.
You were done. I mentioned Soros. It's not like, I got both sides there.
Yeah. All right.
Uh-huh. Oh, sure. Look at this, yeah. Mike. It doesn't suck. Thank you, Mike. See, because what he's hearing is, this is a new idea. It's a new idea, but I'm a modern man, and I'm going to deal with this. I'm not just going to shut it down. I'm not going to be a smooth talking Sally and just shut it down. I'm going to think about it for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if this passes, there's a chance they name some sort of like special teamer of the year award after you.
The Nick Wilson Doink of the Year.
The Nick Wilson. Wilson.
Ooh. The Nick Wilson.
It's a Wilson football, like a kicker, you know what I mean? Well, and then they give it to you, and then it's actually indented with like a yellow on the football to highlight the doink. Yeah.
And then, but within the yellow is my face.
Kind of like when you scrape paint with cars, you know, there's got to be some sort of yellow paint that brushes off when you doink.
Doinker of the Year.
Think about it.
And then I get to pick it. Oh. It's not a stat award. No. It is I watch all the doinks. And I bequeath the award.
I got to hear what Carl has to say. I can't believe people are wasting their time calling
in on
this.
You mean embracing greatness?
Yeah, I can't believe it. Go ahead, Carl.
Carl, in Cleveland Heights, points for doinks. What say you?
Good evening, gentlemen. So, good evening. I am all about the doinking, right? But if you put another goalpost in the middle of the field goal,
oh yeah,
that's where you get the point. So you're rewarding excellence for hitting it down the middle.
See, now that's actually it's dumb, but it's better than what you had.
Wait, Carl, hear me out now.
Wait, is it beyond?
All right, I'm listening. I'm all ears for this.
What if a traditional doink is worth two? But instead of putting another goalpost within the goalpost, what if we put it wide right or wide left? The other kicker gets to choose.
Carl's meeting me in the middle here. I hear what you're doing, Carl. You're rewarding excellence.
We're rewarding excellence. You're trying to reward missing.
That was the flaw.
Nobody's
the flaw,
trying
yes.
to hit the goalpost when they hit it.
Unless
we
stop saying it's missing, and it's a make.
Well,
let me ask you, can we make the smaller goalpost Can we make it worth 5 points?
Now you're talking.
See, now we're cooking with gasoline.
So you go a little more inside. If you get that in the side of that, you get 5 points, but then the regular one's still three.
Uh-huh, and a doink.
One out to 1 point.
Yeah, and then a doink is just one.
I'm all for
well, now
it,
we
man.
Just turned it into a carny game.
No. No, it's a decision game.
This is a carny game.
Yes. No, you're I don't think he's hearing it, Carl.
Now it makes it better. Now you got to sign the right pitcher.
Too much emphasis on the kicking game in this scenario.
Carl, this is
a 5-point swing.
You're a proud American, Carl, and I'm proud to be an American with you, Carl. Thank you very much there. Let me tell you this. But the one in the middle.
I want to shake your hand.
Yeah, darn right. Yeah, uh-huh. Darn right. But right in the middle.
Yeah.
It's like 5 foot across. Think about it. And maybe like a foot deeper in the end zone. So it's like an optical illusion.
Right, can you do a play-by-play for me of like pretend you're Joe Buck and then you're watching it go through and then go through the second one or even go through the first one and miss the second one? How are we describing
it? I don't
think
I could visualize being a
Nepo
baby.
It's good, but no good. Like, what are we doing here?
It would be like, it'd be varying degrees
here. Is the doink celebrating because you're just putting points on the board?
That's a solid doink from Cody Parkey there. That's 1 point to the Cleveland Browns. Moving on.
It's a moving on. I've never heard Joe Buck say moving on.
I was wrong.
Never described him. That's a first down for the Chargers moving on.
And then if you hit between, like if you hit the next goalpost, as it were, about 5 yards back and about just 10 feet across, right? No, 5 feet across. Make it real hard.
Yeah.
Right? Make it damn near impossible. Then he loses his ever-loving mind.
Well, that's kind of what I would hope for. Like, that's excitement I'm kind of after here. If Joe Buck just is like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen because you hit this on 10% of your kicks.
Do you see how we've normalized this? Do you see how quickly we've done it? Steve, in a car, points for doinks. Are we on board?
0 points for doinks. But each upright has like a 2-foot-wide, 10-foot-high basket where if they make it in there, 7 points.
Ooh.
We're adding baskets now?
Well, no, on top of it, though.
Is this one long troll Is that what this segment is?
No, he's trying to think of a way to make kickers, reward kickers even more.
We're adding baskets.
Because right now, kickers aren't people. They're just things. And if we add a 7-point play, all of a sudden, kicker's basically a quarterback.
That's right.
Steve, you're a good American, and I appreciate you. God bless America. Right. I'd listen to Lee Greenwood with you any day.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to doink for America.
That was the edited clip. I heard that. I've heard that was what was released.
Lee just snuck in and just went right out. He just went in one door and went out another.
The lost tapes.
Points for doinks, where you stand. At Nick Wilson says. Something about Joe Flacco in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Sports Talk on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. We've got our boy, Daryl Ryder, coming up. We'll ask him about points for doinks. I've contemplated this that we're also going to ask Daryl that has nothing to do with points for doinks. And that is, I still have no idea whether Joe Flacco returning to Baltimore will be a positive for the Browns or a negative.
Yeah, I think it's too hard to tell. I love the idea that Joe's got like 30 family members that are showing up for this game, though. He's clearly making it a big deal. There's got to be a part of Joe that wants revenge on the way everything went down in Baltimore. I just think there's a problem with Joe in that I don't know that he can just muster up as much as he needs to, because I don't know that works for someone like Joe.
So I will say, I think one of my favorite things about Joe is he just doesn't seem to, like, I know Joe gets pumped up, but he doesn't seem to get too high or too low in the moment. He is Joe Cool.
He's Joe Cool, but also, how do we explain, like, the four-game stretch where he turned into Joe Montana, the original Joe Cool? The playoff stretch.
He got hot.
What I'm saying. Hot. So if he can get hot, then he can rise to the moment is the point.
Wait, so that's a good thing?
It's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I tend to think that, I don't know. I do think, I know this is kind of right along the lines of like smack talk and how much does it matter. Joe needs the guys around him to have a good day to have a good day. But I think if the Browns can put him in the right situation, I do think that is a little extra tackling fuel, as it were. And I do think that this could be a little advantage for Joe because, again, like in the same way that the Ravens aren't thinking about the Browns when it comes to smack talk, I don't think the Ravens are thinking about Joe Flacco returning to Baltimore because it's been so long and Lamar's done so much. I think that does matter. I think this could be the perfect storm of, and it's a thing that you can't prove in a stat column, but the perfect storm of, I would like to make a point, and as long as the guys around me protect me, and as long as we don't have any more stupid assisted interceptions, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to drop a couple plays that remind you of what I used to do in this very building.
I hope you're right, but isn't it the most damning thing in the world that we have like Rob Long on? Part of the reason why Ravens fans aren't scared is because Ravens fans didn't really think the most of Joe Flacco to begin with anyway.
Oh, that makes it even better.
The way Rob described Joe Flacco to us yesterday is he was a career 85 passer rating, which is true. That is what he is. He's a career 85 passer rating, which for proper context is like what Justin Fields' so far career passer rating is. And the way Rob described him was somebody that had four really great weeks of football, and that's all there was to it.
So can I say, like, on behalf of Joe Flacco, who I guarantee you has way more allegiances to Baltimore than he does Cleveland, and that's fine because that's where he earned his credits, I don't know why, as fans, once somebody stopped playing for us and they're, it's like if they're no longer relevant to what we're trying to do, why you have to tear them down.
I just think he was being honest about it in some respects. I don't know that it was tearing him down. I think about it. The Ravens missed the playoffs 4 out of the 5 years after they went on that ridiculously awesome run with Joe Flacco in going to the Super Bowl and winning Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, they also won the Super Bowl. I've seen people try and do this with like Bernie. All I've ever seen from Bernie, and this concludes way before I knew him, he's acted as the face of the franchise that is sorely needed, somebody that fans connected to.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen people, well, he wasn't that good. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. And I was like, why can't we just celebrate Bernie for what he was instead of what he wasn't? Like, in the moment, like with the Baker stuff, in the moment, absolutely valid conversation. Should you pay Baker? Can he win you a Super Bowl? And the vitriol that came out of that, I understood. But still harboring a I could not possibly say anything bad about Baker anymore. I just wish him the best.
Rob, though, I think Rob admitted the idea that he's more in the minority than anything. I mean, he did say that he expects a standing ovation on Sunday.
No, that's fair. I just think I got some of the idea from Rob of, well, we have Lamar now. We don't have to talk about Joe. It's like you could just celebrate both of them. You know, like just because that Joe's time ended as Lamar's took off, you don't have to choose between either guy. You know,
I mean, like, you could have used some better bedside manner there, I guess, in that.
Well, I think that's like as a fan.
I mean, treating him like he's Trent Dilfer isn't fair.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly. And he literally compared him to Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, that's not fair.
And it's like, I don't know, man. I look at this and I go, if I'm Joe, there's just no way you haven't heard some of this. And while there are a lot of guys that I would go, like Baker would be a guy that it's like, yeah, some of the time he got super into it and it turned out the better Baker showed up. Sometime he got so far in his own head about it, man, the other Baker showed up and it really, he was trying to, instead of trying to play within what he needed to do, he was trying to play to make a point. I don't think I have to worry about that with a 40-year-old quarterback.
No, I don't think so. Think about just, I was thinking about the path that Flacco went through and getting to that Super Bowl and how crazy that is. And just like he had to go through Brady to then go into Manning all the while not throwing a single pick and 11 touchdowns in that stretch. Like he was the epitome of awesome throughout there.
Well, for instance, I am not a Giants fan. So when I hear Eli Manning praised like he is something he wasn't, an all-time great, it annoys me to no end. But if I ever heard a Giants fan run down Eli Manning, I would be like, no, 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 that's a guy that you're supposed to be blindly a fan of.
And they basically are, though. But two Super Bowls do that for you. Yeah. And I guess what you're asking in this equation is why doesn't the one Super Bowl do the same thing for Joe Flacco?
Yes.
It's a fair question.
And, it's a Super Bowl, and it's a decade there as a starter. Like that's
I know,
so
but it
long.
Really didn't. It really didn't end well in many ways, and I think that's what a lot of Ravens fans are hanging themselves and holding themselves to. They believe that they had a playoff worthy team year in year out. They believe that Joe was the part of the reason why they weren't getting there. And I think it's silly? Yes, but you got half of a decade after a Super Bowl run to try to prove them wrong.
But can we also see how this is the slippery slope that if Lamar never wins a championship there? How it became, yeah, sure, MVPs. But
well, I think that boosts up Joe Flacco, if anything, if Lamar never wins
one. Well, no, I just mean like the transitive property of if you can do that to Joe, you can do that to anyone.
Yeah, I just think sports fans are really hard to please.
Because they
live with the very best of the very best, right? So, like, if in this instance, every person that isn't Mahomes, you're wondering, why don't I have three Super Bowl wins? Why don't I have as many appearances? And we put them up to the extremes, the high extremes, and it's a really hard bar to clear.
I think there should be a bar cleared where whatever happened, but you can just celebrate that person for what they were. I never got to see Joe Thomas playing a playoff game. I never held that against Joe. I never got to see Joe do a lot of really cool things on this planet. I never held it against him. I never will. If Myles Garrett never wins a championship here, I'll remember the things he did to piss me off. But then I'm going to be like, dude, that guy was so dominant. It was so fun watching him for so very long. There is, and I don't know if it's the social media era where we're all just, where we're overexposed to these athletes, which I think is a huge part of this and something we don't talk enough about. Maybe there are other forces. Maybe it's the ring culture that we get caught up in. And one ring's fine, but two rings finer. Like there is a part of me that when I hear like, there are some people who still don't think the world of Joe, it's like, the war's over. You've won. You won a Super Bowl with him, and you've somehow gotten a better quarterback long term.
Well,
after that, like
I don't think the better quarterback
helped. You should just appreciate
the guy. Yeah, but I don't think the better quarterback helped because there's hubris attached to this now with Ravens fans that feel as if this was Harbaugh, this was the defense, this was everyone but Joe. And they'll look and they'll point to things, not just the 85 passer rating, but they'll point to the idea that Joe Flacco in a, what is he on now, an 18-year career never made a Pro Bowl. You know, and it's like, is that unfair to Joe? Yeah, it's unfair to bring these type of things up. But that's the hubris of Ravens fans thinking that it could have been basically any quarterback and they would have had the success when we both know that's not true because Flacco's run was elite that one season.
Ravens fans, tell me you don't know ball without telling me you don't know ball. Oh, he didn't make any Pro Bowls. Is Joe Flacco returning to Baltimore a positive or negative for the Browns on Sunday? I think it's only going to be a positive. If he plays bad, I don't think it's because he's back in Baltimore. I think it's because guys around him just didn't get the job done. Daryl Ryder, will he endorse points for doinks in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan? The Big Dipper is back. Nikki Doinks here with a message for you about Daisy French Onion Dip, right? We might get doinks on Sunday. You never know. You might get wide right. You might get wide left. You might go right through the uprights. There's a lot of things that can happen during the big game, but the thing that has to happen for you is dipping. Chips, dip them. Wings, you dip them. Veggies, you dip them. Anything that can be dipped should be dipped in Daisy French Onion Dip because it's a game changer, as delicious as homemade dip, made with real herbs and spices and other ingredients you'd find in your own kitchen. So I, the Big Dipper, I implore you, look for Daisy French Onion Dip at a grocery store near you.
This is Zach Gelb with an Odyssey Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Last year, the Giants let Saquon Barkley walk to the Eagles, and Philly won a Super Bowl. The Eagles were celebrated all year, while the Giants were shamed. This year, the Cowboys traded Micah Parsons to the Packers. Since then, Green Bay is 2-0, while the Cowboys are 0-1. And while watching the Packers beat the Commanders on Thursday Night Football last night, it's tough to not think that what happened to Philly a year ago could happen to the Packers this season. I'm Zach Gelb.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy, so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenient stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, it's Dustin Fox here again with Dr. Sandu from the Center for Orthopedics. And Dr.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.